forget that Dior says black and rust. Think pink. Who cares if the new look has no...
The message from the Audrey Hepburn film Funny Face could be just as relevant today as it was in the 1950s. But the latest pink accessories aren't chunky bracelets, belts or scarves. They're gadgets.
Well, I've come to Woolworths to test the theory, and in front of me there's a pink TV, a pink DVD player, a pink MP3 player, and a couple of pink mobile phones, all aimed at children. Well, Jo Hall, you're the commercial director at Woolworths. Why are there so many pink products in here?
Well, we launched the pink range as a trial 2 years ago. We launched with a TV, mobile phone and boombox, and literally we could not keep them on the shelves. We were absolutely staggered at the response. We had little girls ringing into the office asking where they could buy their pink TV for their bedroom.
Beautiful gay, beautiful bright, makes your day, makes your night.
And it's not just girls who can't get enough of it. To Anne Skinner, Walkman product manager for Sony UK, manufacturers are responding to the growing numbers of women who are now buying gadgets.
They have more disposable income and they have more professional careers, so they're taking more control of their lives and their purchasing habits. So you're seeing that they're buying laptops, MP3 players, and are quite confident as well in using that technology.
But do they have to be pink to attract women? Not everyone is convinced. Caramel Quinn, who writes about gadgets for girls, highlights some American research that shows that women spend around £30 billion a year on gadgets. Most of them are black, silver, or boring old grey, certainly not pink.
Think pink! Forget that Dior says black and rust.